Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast here on the Pitchless Podcast Network. My name is Carson Picard. I'll be your host for this weekend edition of the pod. Let's get into everything baseball related from Independence Day Baseball yesterday on Saturday. We will start with the news and notes and headline news coming out of Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff left the start in the fourth inning after suffering a major velo drop. We had this happen to him earlier in the season, if you remember, and it seems like it's happening again for a guy that's had shoulder issues. This is major concern here. He was sitting 87 miles an hour on the fastball in the third and fourth inning. The last five pitches he threw were all changeups about 75 miles an hour for a guy that, he used to throw in the mid to upper 90s. He's been sitting at about 92 this year, still been reasonably effective. Even took a perfect game, I think, into the sixth inning the other day. Rough for Woodruff. No word on if he'll spend time in the IL, but I imagine he will, and hopefully he can avoid some major surgery, but knock on wood there. Zebby Matthews left his start with a right foot laceration. Don't actually know the details on this one, but he is expected to make his return in time for his next start. Ha-Seong Kim was placed on the 10-day IL retroactive to July 1st. So was Evan Sisk in the 15-day IL, and Jacob Junis gets there with both of those retroactive to July 1st. Bailey Ober makes a rehab start for AAA St. Paul. And a few transactions to highlight here. Chase Petty has been optioned, reliever for the Reds. Spencer Jones has been optioned for the Yankees. Will Benson was DFA'd by the Reds, which is tough because Will Benson was excellent just a few years ago. But still, he is now seeking to be reassigned. And Lamont Wade Jr. has been activated for the Texas Rangers. Hunter Green, we talked about this yesterday, was activated. More on his start in just a moment. As we move on to our notable performances, and we start, as always, with my top hitter of the day, which I am going to say here, he deserves it, absolutely. Yordan Alvarez, not the most interesting pick, and there were a couple guys that had a pair of home runs, but Yordan Alvarez really just powered the Astros offense to a victory. 3-for-4 with two home runs. Yordan Alvarez, he is off to a season that is probably deserving of an MVP. It's very tight in the American League for sure. But with Judge out, with Raleigh not doing very well, it's Bobby Witt Jr. at the top of a lot of the WAR leaderboards, but you have to just acknowledge how excellent Yordan Alvarez has been. And it's a great bounce back season from Yordan, who has been injured and struggled a bit last year. He raises his OPS to 1078 on the year, which is just astoundingly great numbers for anyone not named Aaron Judge. Moving on, Kyle Schwarber went 3-for-4 with a walk. Alec Bohm went 2-for-4. Tyler Tolbert went 2-for-2 with a pair of stolen bases. You may remember him from last year, Royals utility middle infielder, very much a stolen base threat. Does a nice job here. Cole Kerrig went 2-for-4 with a home run, a rookie for the Rockies. Hunter Goodman went 2-for-2 with a pair of walks. Bryce Eldridge went 2-for-5, a home run and a double. Sometimes I just need to read the script. Alas. Luis Arraez went 3-for-5, improves his average yet again. I believe he's hitting around 330, continuing to have a career year for the San Francisco Giants. The only player to really be doing well besides Eldridge. Willy Adames goes 2-for-4 with a walk and stolen base. Michael Harris goes 3-for-5 with a home run. Drake Baldwin, 0-for-4 with the walk. Any day now, man. Any day. He may need that all-star break to come soon. Colson Montgomery goes 2-for-4 with a double and a home run. Jose Altuve goes 2-for-3, a double, a triple, and a pair of walks. Excellent day for Jose Altuve. Junior Caminero goes 2-for-4 with a home run, walk, and stolen base. It is 11 home runs in as many games for Caminero. He has been stellar. Johnny DeLuca goes 2-for-5 with a pair of stolen bases. Pete Alonso goes 3-for-3 with two doubles. Ali Rutschman goes 2-for-5 with two doubles himself. Ellie De La Cruz goes, doubles for Pete Alonso? I meant two walks. Yeah, you get the picture. Ellie De La Cruz goes 2-for-4 with a walk and a stolen base. Randy Arozarena, 3-for-4, a home run and a walk. Cal Raleigh does go yard. He goes 1-for-4 with a home run. Dom Canzone goes 2-for-4 with a home run and a walk. Riley Green, 2-for-4 with a home run. Josh Bell goes 3-for-5 with a pair of home runs. And from both sides of the plate, quite notably. So congrats to Josh Bell there for making a little bit of notability. Whatever. Byron Buxton goes 1-for-3 with a double and a walk, which is notable considering he is back in the lineup for the Twins. Jason Dominguez goes 2-for-5 with a double and a home run. Trevor Larnach went 2-for-3, a pair of doubles and a home run. Having a nice year, Trevor Larnach hitting the top of the Twins lineup. James Wood goes 1-for-2, home run and a couple walks. Dalen Lyle goes 2-for-4 in a stolen base. J.J. Weatherholt goes 3-for-4, home run, double, and a walk. Alec Burleson 2-for-4 with the stolen base. Pete Crow Armstrong just goes 1-for-1, but he does reach base 4 times as he had a pair of walks and got hit by a pitch. Freddie Freeman goes 2-for-3 with a home run and a walk. Bryce Durang 3-for-5 with a pair of doubles. Liam Hicks 3-for-5. Otto Lopez 3-for-5 and a home run. He is hitting 341 of the year. Kyle Stowers hitting 2-for-4, a home run and a walk. I really want to see the Marlins in the playoffs because they've got four really fun hitters at the top of their lineup between Hicks, Hicks, Lopez, Stowers, and Edwards. They're a fun team down there in Miami. And finally, Willier Abreu goes 1-for-3 with a pair of walks and a double. A lot of hitters. A lot of names I screwed up. That's okay. Check out the Daily Batters Box article for more information on all of these hitting performances and then some. I'm going to take a short, much-needed break, and I'll get back to you with the starting pitchers, the reliever report, and my preview of today's games. Welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast here on the Pitcher List Podcast Network. We now move on to recap the starting pitchers from yesterday and the notable performances. My pitcher of the day is Logan Gilbert, one of many pitchers for Seattle that seemingly any day can have a gem of a start. It is his turn, and he delivers. 7 1/3 innings, no earned runs, 1 hit, 7 Ks, no walks on 91 pitches. Got 18 whiffs, 34 CSW percent. It's a great start from Logan Gilbert. It's one that he hasn't had a lot of this year, but definitely a guy that a couple years ago was regarded as one of the more elite pitchers in baseball. Does it here? Fantastic. I don't know what to make of the Seattle Mariners pitching staff. It is weird every single week. But absolutely, Logan Gilbert takes the Blue Jays to town. Shota Imanaga goes 4 2/3 innings with 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 8 Ks, 2 walks on 86 pitches. Just allowed 1 home run, which isn't half bad for this guy. 16 whiffs, 31 CSW percent. Not too bad. Nice for a guy that's been really shaky this year. Chris Sale went 5 innings, 3 earned runs, 7 hits, and uncharacteristically just 3 strikeouts, 2 walks, 98 pitches, 11 whiffs, 28%. CSW. Normally, Chris Sale starts. I just have to say the line and move on. Not here. He actually was a little up in velocity, but still not quite a great Chris Sale start here. Either way, was able to just do enough. Jesus Luzardo goes 6 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 9 Ks, no walks on 95 pitches, 19 whiffs for Luzardo, 37 CSW percent. Luzardo was killing it. B-plus POV grade. Yes. He is so good and has been really good this year, and it's starting to go fall in his direction, which is just fantastic. Hunter Green, yes, we previewed this a little bit earlier. 3 1/3, not great. 8 earned runs, 7 hits, 7 Ks, 4 walks on 89 pitches, 15 whiffs, 25 CSW percent. Fastball at 98.9 miles an hour. The locations were poor. The stuff was all right. Just got knocked around and it was erratic at times. Definitely a start that hopefully you kept him on the bench for this one because yikes. Fastball velocity is good, so nothing really to concern there. You expect this is just a still ill kind of thing, but nevertheless, not optimal. Sean Burke went 6 innings, 1 earned run, 7 hits, 11 Ks, no walks on 95 pitches, 16 whiffs, 37 CSW percent. How about this month for Sean Burke? He's been really nice the last few starts. Fastball up to 96.2, and he has a lower arm slot with a lot of IVB on it. So when this zipping, it is really good. Does so here. Hunter Brown went 4 innings, 7 earned runs, 6 hits, 3 Ks, 3 walks on 82 pitches, just 6 whiffs for the power pitcher in Houston, 26 CSW percent DPOV grade. This is really rough for a guy I even previewed yesterday as saying that he was going to be one of the pitchers to watch. Yeah, he was watching his stock drop. Am I right? Not great here. Shane Bieber, 4 innings, 7 earned runs, 6 hits, 3 Ks, 3 walks on 89 pitches. Pitch modeling didn't actually hate this as much as the line would imply, but still, 11 whiffs, 30 CSW percent. That actually sounds okay. D plus POV grade. The stuff was pretty decent. The locations were worse. Still, I think for Shane Bieber, this is a guy that you only really roster on some of your deeper leagues, because woof, has he not been good since putting on the blue jersey. Sandy Alcantara went 8 innings, 1 earned run, 6 hits, 8 Ks, 1 walk on 100 pitches, 11 whiffs, 32 CSW percent. D plus stuff, but pitch modeling doesn't really like Sandy's sinker. B plus PLV grade because he located really well. It's a good start. It's an encouraging start. Sandy Alcantara is quietly the innings leader in Major League Baseball yet again. He has just been steady and has a 4 ERA and has been, you know, pretty decent here and there. It's a very encouraging start for Alcantara, and it's always good to see the workhorse go to town. Finally, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, 7 scoreless frames, 3 hits, 10 Ks, 2 walks, 100 pitches even, 16 whiffs, 33 CSW percent, B PLV grade. His fastball velocity was up a tick, and it showed. This is a great outing, and it's the runner-up for me for my pitcher of the day, but Yamamoto showing you why he's an all-star. Give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen and check out Nick and Jake's Daily SP Roundup for more information on all these pitchers and then some. We now move on to the reliever report, where I go over everyone who had a save in the game from yesterday. Pulling it up real quick, Keeter Montero picks up his first save of the year. Tyler Wells picks up his second for the Baltimore Orioles. Grant Taylor, his third for the Chicago White Sox. Riley O'Brien picks up his 22nd save. I feel like I haven't said Riley O'Brien's name in a crazy long time. Nevertheless, he picks up his 22nd save of the year for the St. Louis Cardinals. Pardon me. Who got this? J.R. Richie? Yeah, J.R. Richie picks up a save. Sometimes I look over, I see stuff that's crazy. It's one of those. This is the second day in a row where I've had a pitcher have a save over 3 innings, and every time that happens, it throws me for a loop. Anyway, J.R. Richie picks up a save for the Braves. Likely not going to see too many of those. Caleb Killian picks up a save for the Giants. Paul Sewell picks up a save for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And Will Klein, the hero, of course, of the World Series last year. Was it game 5? I think it was. I don't know. I don't remember. You know what game I'm talking about. Will Klein picks up his second save of the year. We now look forward to today's slate of games. We have a full slate here on Sunday. It is some games I want to highlight. The Twins at the Yankees. It is Joe Ryan versus Ryan Weathers. Battle of the Ryans. The Tigers at the Rangers. Casey Mize, potential trade candidate, versus Kumar Rocker in what may end up being one of his last starts as a Tiger. The Blue Jays at the Mariners. Trey Savage versus Emerson Hancock. Well, my game of the day is going to be Yuri Perez versus Gage Jump in the Marlins at Athletics. These are two lineups I really love. These are two pitchers I really love. Very exciting. Still young pitchers. Remember, Yuri Perez is not old. So this is going to be a pretty exciting game here. That's going to be my pick for the day. And that is going to be the First Pitch podcast for today. For more information on everything baseball, hop on to pitcherlist.com. For further access, sign up for PL Plus or PL Pro to gain access to the Discord, PLV apps, and to support the Pitcherlist staff. Finally, my name is Carson Picard. You can find me on the Shallows podcast with my great co-host, Eric Henriksen, as well as on the website, formerly known as Twitter, at Carson Picard PL. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knees, bless the elbows. Take care, you guys.